our reading this morning to Psalms 25, as the brother David continues to weep and to cry before God. As we look, this world today is in shame, in shamble, in the misery. Kingdoms and kings and priests and all our leaders, political leaders, governors, all those in power, poor and rich, people with wisdom, scientists and doctors, they are tirelessly looking solution. David said in Psalms 25 verse 1, he said, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me put into shame." This is our cry. We beg the mercies of God to not put in shame families, nations, places, to not put us in shame. Nor let my enemies triumph over me. Let not this pandemic, this coronavirus, this COVID-19, and to put us in shame or to overcome us. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. But they will be put to shame. Let this disease be ashamed. Let this disease be removed. David knew that. Who are treacherous without excuse? Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Our hope, and our life is in God. He's the one who gave us life. He's the one who allowed us to be on the planet Earth. In the same world, in the same place where men and women are causing it chaos, God sees. That's why we are begging His mercy. David, he knew he had sinned. David, he knew he had caused a lot of things. David, he knew he was suffering from the sinful nature of man. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love from there are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, and my rebellious ways, according to your love, and remember me, for you are good, O Lord. So this